Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Number 15, let's begin in verse number 35. We'll read without comment, I promise. To verse number 49, it's so hard for me not to make comments, but I'm going to stay in it, and then we'll go back to verse 35. But our studies today is between 35 and 49. 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 35. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not, that the body, that body that shall not be, that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him. To every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it was written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which was spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are also they that also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the things of the earth, we also shall also bear the image of the heavenly. We find it in our reading, if you've been in our class over the last few weeks, that some doubted this thing about resurrection. Even some of the believers there in Corinth, some of the false doctrine had creeped in. And how can resurrection be so? And at the beginning of the chapter, remember, well, if Christ be not risen from the dead, then everything we do, the preaching is vain, we're liars and all this. And Paul was trying to set forth, I hate to use the word proof, because Paul don't have to prove anything because it's God's word. But at the same time, he puts illustrations to help them understand this concept of resurrection. It was beyond them. Many of them thought that when you're dead like Rover and dead all over. In other words, is this it? But no, so they couldn't grasp that concept. So Paul goes in detail here, and he goes a little bit farther at verse number 35. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? All right, Paul, we get this thing about the resurrection. But somebody would ask then, well, then how are the dead raised up? And what body do they come? Well, if they're raised up, well, then what kind of a body do they have? Well, those who doubted the resurrection, they asked these questions. And maybe, in my notes here, maybe it wasn't, they weren't looking for true answers, but maybe they were being skeptics. I don't know. Kind of, we would call them today maybe smart alecks. You know, okay, Paul, I can just see it. Okay, Paul, then if there is a resurrection, how are they raised? And if they're raised, what kind of body do they have? Now, whether or not they're asking truthfully, wanting to know, or more trying to be, what was the word I used? A smart aleck. I don't know, the Bible does not say. But yet, were they searching for true answers or just being like the Pharisees were and always trying to find something out, you know? Anyway, here's what Paul said in the next verse when that would ask these questions. Verse number 36, thou fool. Now, that's a strong word, thou fool. The word fool, by the way, is somebody without intelligence or reason. There's no soundness of mind. It's not that they're, we use it sometimes in a bad light. Well, he's just a fool, you know. But this, the way it's used here, you don't understand. Now, we read in the Old Testament that anybody, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. In other words, anybody who's an atheist or said there is no such thing as God, the Bible calls them a fool, because we know there is a God. So that word is used to unbelievers. We see that. Is that in Psalm? You Bible students? I think that's in Psalm. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It's used to for unbelievers. It's also used for believers. Galatians chapter number 3. Very interesting. He's talking to some churches there. Now, these are believers. In verse number 1 of chapter number 3, O foolish Galatians. Now, these are saved people. O foolish Galatians, you're unlearned. You don't comprehend. That's the thought here. Who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? They know the truth, but they didn't obey it. They didn't listen to it. And we know the background of Galatians. But anyway, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth and crucified among you. You know these things. But look in verse number 3. Are ye so foolish? Again, he's referring, addressing saved people. He says, having begun in the Spirit. In other words, you are saved people. But yet you're now made perfect by the flesh or by keeping the law. So I want you to see the illustration. There are people who are fools that are unbelievers. And even foolish ones who are believers because they don't not only comprehend the truth, they don't accept the truth. Going back to 1 Corinthians 15, some of the people that was in the church at Corinth, they just could not handle that truth of resurrection. And that's why he addresses it again in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 36. Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. Now, Paul takes an analogy of a seed. The seed is put in the ground and dies, but in due time, that seed rises again. The seed is placed into the earth, and from its death sprouts new growth. The old must die in order for the new to come forth. That's the illustration he's giving about the seed now, so they can comprehend a little bit more about the body. It goes back to the ground. And by the way, we're going to see this in just a little bit. While I'm thinking that, my mind's running 100 miles. That ADD's kicking in. 100 mile an hour, got so many things going on. That when we are raised in a new body, do you know you're still going to be you? Let that sink in. But you're going to be a